Kids as young as 5 years old can sign up to get the COVID vaccine now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approved Pfizer's vaccine for kids aged 5 to 11 Tuesday. And while many parents remain skeptical of the vaccine for their young children, others are eager to get in line. Yesterday on the show, we heard from one of them. Mother Kara Carlson told us her daughter was signed up and ready.
Pfizer is now on the cusp of being approved by the CDC. And once that happens, we have an appointment for my oldest on November 4th at 9:30. We are both very happy about it. Like, yes, my five-year-old is very happy about it, even though she, you know, just got her flu shot recently.
And that means pediatricians around the state and the country are getting ready to give out the shots, as well as talk to reluctant parents about its safety. Dr. Sean Elliott is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Tucson Medical Center. I spoke with him more about what he's seeing now. Are the phones starting to ring?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of anticipatory interest in this vaccine for younger kids. Surveys, 30% interest in getting this done ASAP. And another perhaps 30-40% on the fence. So yeah, definitely parents are getting their kids signed up and they're ready to go.
So this breaks down into a few groups, right? Like you just outlined, like some parents who are very excited and going to have those appointments lined up right away. And then you've got some who are going to kind of watch and see what happens. And then another third or so who say definitely not, no way. Does any of that surprise you just in terms of what you've been hearing from parents for the last several months as we've been ramping up to this?
Yeah, none of that surprises me. As always, we anticipate the third that are very focused on positive health decisions and the other third, which are the opposite of that. It's like, you know, look, I don't trust it. I have major questions. What we're really focusing on and have been, honestly, for the last several months in anticipation of the CDC and FDA decision is that movable middle. You know, whom can we provide answers to, get education to, reassurance to? Just to try and get more people into the positive box. And that's been happening, but it's individual conversations, one person by one person.
So walk us through that a little bit. Like, what do those conversations sound like? What do you say to people? What kinds of concerns are you hearing?
Yeah, sure. So we start off. So as you know, there is hopefully a COVID vaccine indication coming out for your child age, whatever it is. What are your thoughts about getting that vaccine? And like, oh, I'm not sure. I want to wait to just see how it goes. And so my next step is all right. So what questions do you have about the vaccine? Maybe we can talk about those. And very much a non-confrontational, let me sort of see where you're at in the understanding and provide hopefully a trusted response to any concerns that parents have. A lot of them say, hey, it's a new vaccine. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we're able to say in response, actually, no, the science behind this is several decades old. This particular vaccine product is newer, but it's been tested unbelievably rigorously. So what other concerns do you have? So it's very much a conversation. You know, where are the concerns? How can I address those? And does the parent trust me as their child's provider to give a fair, honest, transparent answer?
Do they? I mean, are you changing minds?
Yeah, actually. And that's quite gratifying. Of course, it's built on having established a medical home for their child's health. So they bring their child to a general pediatrician or a family practice physician for a reason, to have a safe place to go. And based on that relationship, they're much more open to listening to the answers that we give. Hmm. So by and large, those conversations have been very productive.
So let's talk about the vaccine itself. How can parents make appointments for kids? Are you anticipating a wait for some because of demand? What does this look like?
Well, I think in anticipation of a large initial surge, you know, so vaccine approved yesterday, thank heavens. So many of us are creating drive-through clinics and we're establishing a time, like 15-minute time slots for those drive-throughs. I think quite honestly, with the effort done ahead of time to pre-position doses in Arizona around everywhere, that there should not be major delays and major waits to get the vaccines. Of course, our hope is for the vaccines to be given through the doctor's offices. That's where the trust relationship is. But also doses are being established at pharmacies as well. So again, I think we'll see the next couple of days to next week will be very interesting.
Yeah. What should parents know before bringing in their kids to get vaccinated here? Anything in terms of side effects you think people should know, or just the process itself?
Yeah, sure. So I guess side effects first. Again, that this pediatric formulation, meaning it's a third of the dose that we're giving to our adults and young adults. It's a smaller dose. And that specific dose has been extensively tested in studies and now approved by FDA, CDC. The side effects have been mild, even more mild than those reported by adult recipients and young adults. And even those side effects have been relatively mild. So some pain at the injection site, as with any vaccine. Some people feel a little bit of malaise, just sort of feeling under the weather for less than a day. Some feel kind of achy, a bit like the flu. Rarely there's some fevers. And all these are lasting less than 24 hours. So very mild reactions reported in this young age group, and no severe, no even moderately severe reactions at all. So that's important. I think as with any child being brought for vaccination, you know, it is a poke. It's a very small needle. It's a very small volume. And many who have received this particular vaccine have commented and like, oh, did you give it already? Because I did not feel a thing. I'm like, that's the reaction we're looking for, of course. It's a, oh, it's all done. Thank you. Here's your lollipop. So.
What about under five-year-olds? I know there are trials going on for that even younger age group now. Any idea on when they will become eligible?
Yeah, of course. So next targeted age group, of course, any kiddo less than age five. So both Pfizer and Moderna, the two mRNA vaccine manufacturers, are currently conducting safety and efficacy trials, meaning does it work, is it safe, in children less than age five. Both manufacturers have broken up that age group even younger. So 6 months to 2 years, 2 years to 5 years for the Pfizer. And Moderna has, I think it's 6 months to 3 years, 3 years to 5 years. So both those studies are actively recruiting, in fact, have been recruiting for quite some time. As you imagine, the younger we get, the more rigorous that the need to prove safety. And so the FDA appropriately is calling for higher numbers in each study to make absolutely sure we don't miss anything.
Yeah. All right. More to watch for then, even on that front. That is Dr. Sean Elliott, pediatric infectious disease specialist at Tucson Medical Center, joining us now that kids age 5 to 11 are eligible for the COVID vaccine. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much for taking time to come on and speak with us about this. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great rest of the day.